This is 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. I'm Notably Texan host Matt Minky, and I'm happy to bring you today a discussion with a singer and songwriter whose songs you might have caught here on the show. He's been popping up in our playlist from time to time. He recently put out his latest release, These Days, which was produced by Grammy Award winner Dave Cobb. And this Texas native is becoming known for his blend of country, rock, and Americana. In fact, he's had some of his songs featured on popular television and streaming shows like Medicine Man and Yellowstone. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Tanner Usry. Welcome to Notably Texan, Tanner. We've been enjoying your songs, and it's really great to speak with you today. I appreciate you patching in.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
We're speaking via a clean feed today, so I was curious where I find you in this great big world right now.
I'm actually headed to Galveston to go do some deep sea fishing tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So you're back home in Texas right now then?
Yeah, yep.
Nice. So I know you're not always down this way, doing a lot of touring and working outside the state, so I'm sure it feels good to be back here.
Yeah, we just got home a couple days ago and then doing this, and then we're back at it. So
nice. All right. Well, I appreciate you devoting some time to us while you have a little bit of free time right now. So let's talk about your Texas roots, particularly while you're back home. Where are you originally from here in the Lone Star, man?
Yeah, I'm from Prosper, Texas. Back when Prosper was small.
Okay.
It's grown up quite a bit now. I never really got too far. I live in Auburn now. So
have you lived anywhere else in the state as well, or?
I've lived in Aubrey, Allen, and Prosper. Pretty much that's it. I never really got too far.
I don't know. It sounds like you're at a vending machine or something right now. There.
Gas station.
Oh, okay. There we go. I was like,
still take up.
You're operating some kind of machinery or you're.
Sorry about that.
Or it's a heart rate monitor. I wasn't sure, so I just wanted to. No. I just wanted to.
Yeah, you make me nervous.
All right. Well, hopefully not. I try to make everybody as calm and comfortable as possible. Well, I was curious, man. Were you exposed to some influential music when you were growing up as a kid here in Texas?
Yeah, man. Well, I grew up. My first mixtape, that shows my age. My brother burned a CD for me when my first ever CD had the Toby Keith record with "Want to Talk About Me" on it. That record on it, and then it had a bunch of Michael Jackson, Alan Jackson. Had some Ragweed stuff on it, and then they really got me into. My brothers really got me into like the Red Dirt and Texas country scene. So I was big on the Ragweed and Jason Boland and Wade Bowen and Randy Rogers growing up. And then I kind of dived into Whiskey Myers whenever they started coming around and. Went from there, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's always interesting to hear, you know, sometimes people have like a really diverse list of stuff that they grew up listening to in their younger years and then their tastes change. So
yeah, for sure. Now I pretty much listen to the old stuff, like listen to a bunch of Stones and The Faces and Skynyrd, and I have been listening to a lot of the Drop Tines lately. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I have.
They're coming up on my radar. They've had the top spot in my Spotify for the past 3 years. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just recently came across them here on the show, so you've been on top of that longer than I have.
Oh, yeah, they're great, man.
Thinking back, when did you first start writing your own songs?
I would say I was probably like 17. I wrote a song called Long Haired Stranger, which is an acoustic version of that. Right now I did that with the Radio West Virginia folks. I started playing and writing whenever I was like 17 or 18, at the end of my senior year and then fresh out of high school.
Well, a loaded question here I always ask everybody who often, you know, gets outside of their home state of Texas, but what do you miss most about Texas whenever you're out there on the road or working elsewhere?
So me and my band have a rule that we don't trust Mexican food or barbecue north of the Red River, or north of like Oklahoma.
Yep.
But we finally, this past Sunday, it was our last show of the run, and there was a Rudy's. We played in Santa Fe. There's a Rudy's. and it scratched an itch. So I think I missed the barbecue and probably Whataburger, man.
Okay. Yeah, it's almost always the food that comes up as the top miss thing.
For sure.
Not the weather necessarily, but
no, because we were in, you know, we were in California and Idaho and Wyoming, and it was nice and, you know, it was like 75 degrees.
Yeah.
Back here and it's hot.
Welcome back to the oven.
But I like the heat. I'd rather be hot than cold.
Tanner Usry is my guest here on 88.9 KETR. Your record These Days is now available. But you've been active in music for some time. When did you put out your debut?
I think it was 2023, November 2023. We put out Crossing Lines.
So, Tanner, do you feel like you've learned a lot since you put out your first album? Because, you know, oftentimes that first one, you kind of look back and go, man, I need to do things a little differently, or maybe you just grown up as a writer.
Yeah, I think I've grown as a writer, and also as, like, my voice has grown a lot. I've started doing songs that, you know, shows off my voice better, and I think people forgot. With These Days, I wanted to remind people that, hey, I'm a singer too. And Dave Cobb kind of helped bring that to the forefront for sure.
Yeah, well, you're definitely sounding great on this new release. And I also wanted to, you know, congratulate you on all these recent achievements. I know you've got massive music streaming success, and I think you had some songs featured on a few TV shows here in recent years, right?
Yellowstone and Landman had one in Fire Country, and then most recently we had one in Waterfront. So
that's cool, man. I mean, a lot of people, you know, don't think about this, but this is kind of one of the ways that a lot of artists get discovered these days, is that they have one of their songs licensed and featured on a show.
Yeah, for sure. A bunch of shows have really helped. Like, I think Taylor really started it, it's sure is helping a lot for sure.
Yeah, well, great choices by you or whoever decided to get your songs on those. That's a great way to get exposure out there. This is 88.9 KETR. You're listening to Notably Texan, and Tanner is patched in with the show today via clean feed. Tanner, I believe that your fellow bandmates are also from Texas, right? Do you want to kind of shout them out?
Yeah, one of my guitar players is Tyler Wilkerson. He's from Fort Worth, and his little brother plays drums for us. They're both from Fort Worth, so Tyler and Trevor. And then Hutton Farrell is from Dallas, and then Maxwell Smith is also from Dallas, and they grew up together too. So it's kind of got a good group of guys.
When you're out there on the road, being the road warriors that you guys have been lately, it's kind of good to be with some fellow Texans, you know, so that you guys can all commiserate about missing the food and whatnot.
For sure.
All right.
Mexican food and barbecue. That's what we miss.
Yes, sir. Well, I saw you posted that this new album is the most honest songwriting you've ever done. So does it really kind of feel good to open yourself up like that and to also, you know, find appreciation from your listeners with what you're doing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I've always, you know, prided myself of not shying away from writing about the hard stuff, you know, but like I was able to project it not only in the songwriting with this album, but also in the delivery of the songs, if that makes sense. That's what makes it honest to me, is, you know, the delivery, not only just the words, but also the delivery of it, of the words.
Well, I understand that you got to record in some pretty cool locations for this new album. Would you tell me about that?
Yeah. So, the first half of the record we did in Savannah, Georgia, with Dave. And then, the second half we did a week there, and then we did like 3 days at the RCA Studio A in Nashville, which everybody who is anybody has recorded there. That was pretty cool to experience, you know. You know, we're in the middle of a song, and then Jamie Johnson walks in, which was, you know, that was crazy, you know.
Nice. Well, you've got this big summer tour taking place right now. How has life on the tour bus been coming along?
Well, it's new, so there's a learning curve for sure. But it beats the hell out of a van.
Yeah, fair
you know,
enough.
I like to say that, you know, I've got some of the hardest working guys around me, and we've we traveled the country in a van, you know, nine deep sometimes, and figured it was time, you know, it's time that we make the big boy move.
There are a lot of people who can't imagine, you know, even doing something like this, living on a bus or in a van for any extended period. So,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, any kind of amenity upgrade to a bigger size has got to be a big difference.
For sure. Absolutely.
So the tour is going to continue. I think we're talking to you right now kind of during the Texas leg of this, but you'll be in other parts of the nation soon?
Yep. We're in Schulenburg, Texas, and then we head to the Northeast. We're excited to get back to New York and Lexington and you know, Connecticut and all those spots. So.
Cool, and I imagine you've got all the tour dates on your website.
TannerUsreyMusic.com.
And yeah, I'll make sure everybody's got it, but it's U-S-R-E-Y is how you spell this last name if you're just discovering Tanner with us today. But we'll make sure everybody's got all these specifics before we're said and done here at the end of this today. Tanner's my guest here on listener-supported KETR, and this is a station that gives recording artists like yourself some of their first exposure when they're trying to get heard. You know, everybody starts out somewhere. Even, you know, Willie Nelson a million years ago was an unheard artist, and somebody gave him his first chance, and this was the case with you several years ago, too, when, you know, nobody quite knew who you were as an artist yet. There was some radio station out there that that, you know, maybe gave you some of your first airplay. And
yeah, man, I started on internet radio, you know, like, which is completely listener based. And, you know, it kind of gave me a voice to get out there, like you said. And it's super important that it continues.
This station and all other public media outlets are facing a new reality right now of funding ourselves without federal support. And so I know that you haven't listened to this particular station or whatever, but, you know, various places that you travel around the nation are going to have public radio stations that a lot of people will proclaim are kind of the best places to hear music. You know, just as kind of a bystander and as somebody who makes music, what would you say to people about why they should support their local public radio station?
Well, like I said, it gives, you know, the artists that are just starting out a voice, and then, you know, you never know what you're going to hear and what you're going to like. And also it's just people working hard to do what their passion is, and that should be supported. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's all, of course, done commercial free. And so we hope that you'll, you know, consider supporting this radio station, a place that you can discover artists like Tanner Usrey. I mean, this is a guy who's already got, quite a bit of success. Tanner's not just starting out, but you probably wouldn't hear about him on other radio stations around Northeast Texas. So if you like what you're hearing today, go to our site, KETR.org, and click the donate button, please, so that we can keep this sort of thing coming. This is going to be one of these, a question that's more of a personal passion for me that some listeners may not care about, but your social media kind of gave me the impression that you might enjoy doing some video gaming in your downtime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is not uncommon for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people would consider an old man now. I'm 51 years old, but I'm still very passionate about video games. It's been something that's been big to me. So, I mean, is that something that's... obviously, you probably do it when you're back home, but when you guys are out there,
on the road, we'll kick each other's ass in the UFC. except Hutton is like undefeated because he can win any video game that's like competition based.
Okay.
because he knows how to cheat the system.
Ah, yes, yeah, one of those kinds. Gotcha.
yeah. It's not that he just knows how to beat it. You know. But yeah, I do it on the road, and then I come back and I do it here. I've thought about starting to stream, actually.
Yeah?
I've thought about it, but just haven't set everything up yet.
Well, that is definitely popular, too. You might find a whole new crowd doing that. So
yeah, for sure.
So other than video games, do you have any other kind of favorite pastimes when you're not on the road and making music?
I like to go fishing. I like to go watch movies. Yeah, I don't know. Play with the dogs.
Okay.
I'm big on cooking.
Well, sometimes people are curious to know what their favorite musicians do when they're not making tunes. So thanks for opening up on that, man.
No, for sure.
Well, listen, I know that you're kind of enjoying a little bit of downtime, not necessarily grinding away on the road right now. And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, Tanner. Thanks for a great chat, man.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
If you would like to find out more about this rising star from the Lone Star State, His website is TannerUsreyMusic.com. Let me spell that. It's TannerUsrey, TannerUsreyMusic.com. We really appreciate you listening here on 88.9 KETR, and if you appreciate a source where you can discover music by people like Tanner Usrey, please remember that we are a listener-supported radio source for Northeast Texas. So do what you can today when you click donate at KETR.org.